Morning, everybody. Welcome to Don't Speak with Johnny Storm. News that everybody should be talking about today. I never thought I'd see this, so I have to give credit where credit's due. Thank you, President Donald Trump, for doing this. For those of you who don't know, I used to have a podcast called The Johnny Storm Show for a long time. That show ended in part because of what happened in Oregon back in 2016. When LaVoy Finicum was killed, and that was it for me. I just thought there's no justice. Nobody cares. Everybody was laughing about it. Anyway, that was part of the reason I just got out of this for a year. So here we go from Fox News of all places. Trump pardons ranchers whose arrest led to armed occupation of wildlife refuge. So this is Dwight Hammond and his son. They've won a pardon from President Trump. Now this is the reason that the Bundys and others went out to occupy that wildlife refuge. So I'll read you the story here in its entirety for this part of it anyway. President Trump on Tuesday pardoned the father and son from Oregon, whose imprisonment for setting fires on federal land sparked a 41-day takeover of a wildlife refuge in the state. Trump signed the order granting clemency to 76-year-old Dwight Hammond and his son Stephen Hammond, 49, who were convicted of arson in 2012 for fires that burned on federal land in 2001 and 2006. Though they served their original sentences for the conviction, Dwight serving 3 months, Stephen serving 1 year, an appellate judge ruled in 2015 that the terms were too short under federal minimum sentencing laws, and the Hammonds were resentenced to serve the mandatory minimum. This decision led to the 2016 protests. Now, keep in mind, these fires, well, you'll see here in the story, but unbelievable arson. The Hammonds are multi-generation cattle ranchers in Oregon, imprisoned in connection with a fire that leaked onto a small portion of neighboring public grazing land, the White House said in a statement. The evidence at trial regarding the Hammonds' responsibility for the fire was conflicting, and the jury acquitted them on most of the charges. The statement added, justice is overdue for Dwight and Stephen Hammond, both of whom are entirely deserving of these grants of executive clemency. Dwight has so far served about 3 years in prison, and Stephen has served about 4 years. They've also paid $400,000 to the United States to settle a related civil suit. The resentencing sparked a protest from Ammon Bundy and dozens of others who occupied the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge near the Hammond Ranch in southeastern Oregon from January 2nd to February 11th, 2016. The armed occupiers changed the refuge's name to the Harney County Resource Center, reflecting their belief that the federal government has only a very limited right to own property within a state's borders. During the standoff at the refuge, FBI agent W. Joseph Estarita allegedly shot rancher Robert LaVoy Finicum when officers arrested leaders of the occupation. Estarita was later accused of falsely denying he fired 2 shots at Finicum or his truck and pleaded not guilty to 3 counts of making a false statement and 2 counts of obstruction of justice. This is the latest in a series of Trump pardons. Now, I'm not going to get into the Scooter Libby stuff that it goes down into there because it just doesn't matter to me. So that's the short version of the story. That's, you know, they were lighting fires on the ranch to stop the fires that the Forest Service set that were creeping towards the Hammonds Ranch. So it's actually the federal government's fault that these fires were a problem at all. Because in a lot of cases, they do not know what they're doing, and they don't care about your private land or your property rights. And so this was an egregious case of being overrun by the federal system, by the federal monster bureaucracy that it is. And then the judge decided, and the district attorney decided, both Obama appointees, by the way, to resentence these folks to the mandatory minimums because they didn't get enough. You know, they didn't get enough from them, I guess. And this is what they're doing to, hey, they have been doing to ranchers out west for a long, long time, forcing them off the land with fines and jail time and everything else. So praise God, some justice was done here. Trump pardons the ranchers, the Hammonds, and that is just great to see. So thank you, President Trump, for that. I do appreciate, all of us who cherish our freedom and liberty and our property rights, stand up and applaud this action right here. So thank you. All right. God bless. Take care. We'll see you next time. Johnny Storm, don't speak.